AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is encouraged by a Labor Department report. 263,000 jobs were added last month. There are still signs, though, inflation is lingering.
Things are moving. They're moving in the right direction. As we go into the holiday season, here's what this all means. The Americans are working. The economy is growing. Wages are rising faster than inflation. And we've avoided a catastrophic rail strike.
The president signed a bill ending the possibility of a freight rail strike later this month.
Rail shutdown would have devastated our economy. Without freight rail, many of the U.S. industries would literally shut down.
Prosecutors are telling a New York jury Donald Trump did know about a tax avoidance scheme at his real estate company.
In closing arguments to the jury, Assistant Manhattan District Attorney Joshua Steinglass said Donald Trump knew exactly what was going on with his top executives at the Trump Organization. Two of them are accused of helping executives avoid paying income taxes on company perks, like pricey cars and Manhattan apartments. One admitted to fraud and is cooperating with the government. Trump Organization lawyers deny any wrongdoing. They say longtime finance chief Alan Weisselberg was only out to benefit himself. Neither Trump nor any family members are accused in the fraud case. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The family of Paul Whelan, an American imprisoned in Russia for espionage, says he has resumed contact after unexpectedly becoming unreachable. Along with WNBA star Brittany Griner, Whelan is the focus of efforts by the U.S. to arrange a prisoner swap with Russia. Christian Pulisic has been cleared to play for the U.S. in its round of 16 match at the World Cup against the Netherlands tomorrow. Pulisic left Tuesday's match against Iran at halftime after bruising his pelvic bone in a collision with a goalkeeper while scoring. This is AP News. An American passenger was killed on an Antarctic cruise ship.
Authorities say a woman from the United States was killed and four other passengers injured when a massive wave struck the Viking Polaris ship on an Antarctic cruise. The boat was sailing toward a port in southern Argentina at the time. Authorities say the 62-year-old was hit by broken glass when the wave broke cabin windows late Tuesday during a storm. Viking called it a rogue wave incident. I'm Shelley Adler.
An influential Iraqi cleric who announced his withdrawal from politics 4 months ago has broken a period of relative silence to launch an anti-LGBTQ campaign. Shiite cleric Muqtada el-Sadr posted a statement on Twitter calling for believing men and women to unite all over the world to combat the LGBTQ community. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.